This is another section from a long poem called Projection Machine that I recently finished writing. It's called God Knows How Many Time Zones. We wanted to take the train to Africa to learn more about the zodiac. In Fishtown, Philadelphia's Irish neighborhood, one woman told me the zodiac was based on principles of ancient Celtic tree lore, the Oum language. Her lover was named Ricardo, a graffiti artist who loved to stick needles in his arms. I've only ingested heroin once. I got sick and could feel my soul peel. We learned more about the zodiac in the Italian market than we did on our safari through backwater Louisiana. After a more general look at the lunar eclipse, we packed our bags and left. We left as if with wings. We pushed our dustpan underneath the bed. We wanted to take the train to Zimbabwe, specifically, to search for silver. Only once did we make it out of Boise. We fell several times out of the century train rides require for motion. We made hoops around the Midwest. We ended in Kansas City several times, lamenting the pinkish hue the sun creates along the meager skyline. For gold, we traveled west, beyond the mountains and rocky flats, and found golden lanterns hanging above silver lampposts. The Bronze Age came years before we counted pennies at the Bank of America on 17th Street. We sent away for postcards and felt rain in the postage stamps. We took the bus to New York City to understand the waistlines of submarines and tanks. The machines lift weary mechanisms above the city. We continually hide behind a Chrysler building until there is little left besides barbecues and the bath lots. We have an audience now. Everyone can see how much time it takes to declare a funeral. Pulse. Low. Lower. There's no feeling there. The manual was wrong. There's no gold there. There's a forest. There's no water there. Sea salt loosens paperweights. There's no crackerjack dancer there. I wanted to seed one. There's no Vestal Virgin there. I wanted to plant one. There's no time there. Just congratulations. There's no sunlight there. The road is long. You told me we'd go to Albany. We left. Philadelphia grew smaller behind us. Pennsylvania was founded by Quakers. Knowing this somehow made us feel safer. Like we'd grown up with simplicity. Like we'd grown up southless, waiting for only the move to speak. The map on her bedroom wall slowly slides down. Those countries hate her. As though Genghis Khan redrew her forest with leaves from Outer Mongolia, placed pigeons outside her bedroom door, a collection of skyscrapers. But first, Mongolia, vanish. Multiply your beaches for our swimmings. Very brightly, the sunbelt voracious, she slides her hand around the atlas, finds new places to live. On the beach, we found plants that felt like summer. Only when we placed them on our faces, they grew colder. And without them, we felt our journey lose itself in its last nerve. Gypsy, scents, sapient underbrush, cashmere doom fundamental. The islands full of hailstorms, Lockhui meiosis, Precambrian rehearsals this way. In the museum halls of Westminster Abbey, a curator talks to an American tourist about the death of John F. Kennedy. The curator went out and bought a black dress upon learning of the death of the American Irish Catholic president. She was so used to wearing white, she said she couldn't sleep much that night. I placed my last nerve in a bottle, sent it floating down the river. In Rome, my family sits basking in too much sun, watching the Pope canonize a turn of the century village monk. My mother says the monk is our distant cousin. He lived on Mount Verna and healed the village sick. I got stuck in Kansas for 5 hours. The car broke down. I ended up in Grand Forks, a college town. Holy place. The mirror becomes the land. There is one woman who is alone. There is another woman who is afraid. Both glare at each other in the subway car. She flips through the latest issue of Harper's Bazaar, glancing at the latest in Navy-style jackets. The one who is afraid gazes out the subway window. The door is open, a mechanical voice announces Girard Avenue. The one who is alone makes her way past the crowd. The one who is afraid stays inside the car. She picks up a copy of the Philadelphia Inquirer and searches for the horoscope section. Regicide in Valencia. Wolf howl Zoroaster abandons amnesia. Half-sister hypermedia. the Lake District Majestic, the prayer book, the result of rhyme, Roanoke, Virginia tantra, like the unparalleled unstuck. Nail ourselves onto the cobblestones of earlier cities, glue ourselves to each little pebble of the marketplace. Zarathustra, street walks, progesterone, utopia, individuates, Adonai, Manhattan, Archon, crypto, prism, voodoo, flip-flop, sacrifice. We felt lonely the first time we saw him, peering through the jungle at the silver stream. We continue to move despite those forces that intend to keep us here forever. Pretend the night is drapery enough for the unsung portions of the day to seem unimportant, despite how one can stand against the afternoon long enough to pretend the year is over, each day damming up the one before. I don't want to see myself in the earlier city, for some believe the old must rip apart earth mines. You become an honest watchtower. I am an angel with two voices. I sleep among newspapers. At least he is a man, at least she is a woman. Created like subgum, larva twisting in subgum. Piled pearls, I could sell an entire arm's load for sheep and manage to make enough profit before morning. Especially if we started digging in the winter, we'd pull turnips out of their graves and almost be moved to die in the earth with them. My saint, you are a brother in this land, and for that reason I feed you straw and allow you to sleep in my slumber room. We shouldn't leave, so hesitate. In earth years, the moon bursts out of its shell and replaces creation with a slight ginger ringing of bells. Only the bathroom is private. I lock myself in for peace. Don't try to forge this new, don't try to come from, don't this space. We emerge dripping from the river, holding two sounds, one like silver.